This mural focuses on the Maisonneuve sawmill in Rich Valley from 1910 to 1915. Quebec Canadians had experience in logging camps, sawmills, and construction sites. Phileas's sawmill is an example of the French-Canadian role in the transition from logs to planks in Alberta. Phileas Maisonneuve was born on March 30, 1872, at Saint-Hed-de-Masuch, in Quebec, north of Montreal. In 1892, he bought a homestead near Morinville, farmed it until 1916, and then sold it in 1922. At that time, he worked in construction and a U.S. foundry in Butte, Montana. When he moved to Edmonton, he met Madonna Levelle on the ferry that connected Strathcona to Edmonton. They were married on May 21, 1906, at the St. Joachim Church in Edmonton. Madonna was born on April 11, 1884, near St. Michael de Yamaska, Quebec. She studied dressmaking at the Monument National in Montreal and moved with her parents to Edmonton in 1904. In 1905, she made garments for the spouses of the members of government for the province of Alberta. Phileas worked as a contractor for the Transit Hotel in Edmonton in 1908. In 1909, the family moved to Morinville, and Phileas drafted plans for the Filles de Jésus convent in Morinville. He supervised the convent's construction until its completion in December later that year. From 1910 to 1915, Phileas operated his sawmill at Rich Valley. The lumber was sold to pioneers and merchants in the area. The Notre Dame convent in Morinville was built on land donated by Bishop Legault, and would be a French language school for children of all ages. It developed such a reputation that they suffered overpopulation and had to build a new convent in 1920. In the spring of 1916, Phileas moved his family and his sawmill to their farm north of Donnelly in the Peace River region. Anecdotes. Music is an important part of the French-Canadian culture, and the Maisonneuves were no different. They sang and danced, bringing joy and energy to everyone. They often spent all night in sing-alongs, accompanied by pianos, violins, and guitars. Gatherings often included neighboring families.